The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. After another heartbreaking loss, the Carolina Panthers are at a breaking point.
I don't even know what to tell you. I mean, we've talked about it. We've given speech. I mean, we've done everything, but we just don't take care of business in the fourth quarter. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
But despite the frustration, the sentiment in the locker room is clear. Keep pounding. At some point, things will turn.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
We're calling on 3. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Keep pounding. That is the message for Panther players and fans alike. No doubt this season is testing everyone's fortitude and resilience, but rest assured the guys on this team are not going to be giving up.
Nice job. Nice bend.
There are 9 more games, and the approach to everyone will be exactly the same. Prepare, practice, and expect to win.
We just need to get back on the right track and, you know, just bringing the swagger, bringing confidence, bringing, you know, just to, you know, bring a fun back to football. You know, nobody wants to be surrounded. Nobody wants to be around, you know, losing. It's kind of like a disease, and it's kind of, you know, just like winning. Winning is contagious, and so is losing.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle. I'm Mick Mixon. Okay, here's our mission for this week. Forget last Sunday in Chicago. Do not look at the record. Just focus on the here and the now. Your Panthers face the Washington Redskins on the road, and yes, this is a winnable football game. So here's our huddle game plan for the next 30 minutes. The power run game is opening the door for Cam to make more plays with his arm. The defensive line is bringing the pressure. Its challenge this week, stopping RG3. Also, the rookies check their egos at the door, they don silly costumes, and they spread plenty of Halloween smiles. And we welcome to the program the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Coach Ron Rivera. Coach, our mantra here on the show this week is to move forward. How about your message to you and the football team this week?
Well, Mick, it's been basically that. It was a tough loss to the Bears. You know, we had an opportunity to win a football game. We pretty much won in every facet with the exception of the red zone. You know, they got down there 3 times, scored 2 touchdowns. We got down there 4 times, only scored 1. That was the difference.
Well, let's take our first look at this week's opponent, Coach, the Washington Redskins. Is it a little bit like looking into a mirror when you prepare for them and you see young Robert Griffin III playing QB?
It pretty much is, Mick. You know, they do a lot of things similar to us. They do some things differently, obviously, because their quarterback has a little bit of a different skill set. But it is an exciting, dynamic offense, and we've got to be ready.
How would you describe their offense, Coach, and what they ask Robert Griffin to do?
Well, you know, it's in 2 phases. The first phase really is conventional. Get them under center, run a lot of the conventional plays. But their drop-back passing really isn't as big as ours is. Their drop-back passes involves an awful lot of play action, a lot of boot action, a lot of movement in the pocket to get him going. So that's one of the big differences you will see between the two quarterbacks.
Guys are fighting, guys, and the wins, you guys are probably sick of hearing it, but the wins have got to come because guys are working hard, and everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to do the things right away.
You know, we've been so close the past couple weeks that, you know, we just need to finish a game now. We've been in games the whole game, and then we've been able to finish. So I think this week kind of, you know, we got to play well throughout the whole game, and then at the end of the game we got to put the foot to the metal and, you know, and get one.
The great teams are the ones that, you know, plug up the mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes out there, but who could catch it first? Who can see the mistakes faster? And you try to be that team that can identify the mistakes a little bit quicker than the team that's making the mistakes.
That's just the first quarter of the Panthers Huddle. When we return, Coach and Eugene break down the power run game. And later, Panthers rookies dress up in their Halloween best to bring a smile or two to those who need it most. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking only from Bank of America.
Stack twins left and Forte wide right. Cutler from a well-formed pocket, but under duress, taken down at the 29-yard line.
Hardy's playing insane right now.
Second sack, first one that'll count for Greg Hardy because they had a penalty on the previous one.
Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. I'm Eugene Robinson. Coach, last week I thought the offense made a special commitment to the run. It looked that way with the tight ends in the backfield, fullback. What did it look like for you guys?
Exactly that, Eugene. We did make a commitment. We went back to some 21 and 12 personnel, bringing in the fullback, bringing in the extra tight end to do some of the different things that we used last year successfully. And, you know, this was a good team for us to get back to it because, you know, last year we racked up over 500 yards against them of offense. This year we racked over 400 yards of offense against them. So we had success, and that's a good thing to build on.
And what I want to do, I want to break down a play that really kind of shows this. First of all, Coach, we're going to have some motion across the field by, looks like Murphy going across the field, and that identifies clearly that it's going to be cover one. But look at all these guys in the box. Take us through the blocking and what's going on with the blocking.
Okay, what we have is we have a series of double teams, and what we're counting on is the flow to get both linebackers to go that way, and that's exactly what we get. We get Briggs and Urlacher flowing hard this way. Then we have a double here, and what's going to happen is he's going to look to block out to Urlacher, but because Briggs runs through, he gets in the way, we don't get Urlacher blocked. Now what will happen here is we get the double here with the chip coming up to wall off the safety. We're going to see the wrap here by Tolbert. He's going to cut Idonije, and now that means right through the middle is going to come Stewart right down through here, and he'll be up on the safety in no time.
And you're hoping that it's going to be one-on-one with the safety, but that ever-present Urlacher, smart veteran, ends up making a play, but for a six-yard stop. Coach, we talked about the commitment to the run, make the commitment to the run. It looks just that way, too, a strong, committed run.
Eugene, you're exactly right, and there are also some very good things happening on the other side of the ball, specifically along the Panthers' defensive line. That group tallied six sacks in the first half alone last week in Chicago. The challenge now, keep that pressure on. Our Panthers insider, Mike Kraft, takes a closer look at an evolving defensive line.
The Panthers' defensive line is leading a resurgence that many hope will help turn around the 2012 season.
Lost the ball at the 40-yard line.
Wow.
And the Panthers have it.
Through eight games, the Panthers' defense has moved to the middle of the pack in total defense after spending 2011 at the bottom. The same can be said about scoring. Cats have given up 23.9 points after surrendering 26.8 last season.
It's been good, man. You saw the guys start from where we finished off last year, and they've only improved every week.
And you look at the stats, and it's showing. I mean, you guys have made some progress.
Definitely. When you look at improvement in run defense and different things, those guys are a big part of that.
They make my job a whole lot easier, I tell you that, man. They're getting after the quarterbacks, and really, I don't have to cover that long. When I don't have to cover that long, that's always a great thing. So, you know, they're doing a great job, and I hope they can continue doing it.
Leading the charge on Sunday against the Bears was Greg Hardy.
All form pocket, but under duress, taken down at the 29-yard line.
Hardy's playing insane right now.
He finally seems ready to tee off on opposing quarterbacks. The third-year player has been right on the verge of big plays. But Sunday, he closed the distance on the Bears' Jay Cutler, putting his team in a position to pull off the upset.
When you look at the film and you see guys taking responsibility, you know, you see guys appreciating the game, you know, you see guys appreciating the film, you can tell that people put in the work, you can tell that people wanted to be there, and it's just it's a chemistry, you know, that we ain't have before and that we have now, and I feel like it's going to take us some places.
This is just the natural evolution of a group that up to this point has come up short when it comes to making big plays. But even after Sunday's game, no one is satisfied.
But when you look at the overall season, those plays were there to be made, weren't they?
Yeah, plays there to be made, you know what I'm saying? But it was some more plays that we left out there. And we need to learn from that and build off of that.
Right now, man, we're just, you know, clinging to each other, just trying to stay together, trying to stay a team. You know, it's a lot of outside influences and media and all types of other things. And we're just trying to stay together as a team, come to practice, you know, be solid and just try to transfer to the game and keep elevating right now. You know, we're trying to get on the escalator and go up.
Like the rest of the team, they would like to finish strong. Fourth quarters have been a nightmare that have left some scratching their heads over the late collapses.
We just keep falling short, man. Hopefully we can, you know, turn this thing around soon, man, hopefully this Sunday. But, you know, after that first drive, man, I think our coach called a great game, man. You know, he really put some guys in great position with the run game, and they went out there and executed the defense until the end.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
When you can't find the Panthers tickets you want or use the Panthers tickets you bought, buy and sell worry-free with NFL Ticket Exchange at NFL.com. Powered by Ticketmaster. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. The Panthers huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
High backs, play action fake to Forte. Oh. Cutler sack. Penalty marker down. Cutler, long, down the middle of the field. Picked off by Norman at the 5-yard line. Kick is on the way, and it is high, and it is good. Cutler from a well-formed pocket, but under duress, taken down. Pumps right, looking middle, and in trouble, lost the ball. Ball's loose on the field. Alexander scoops it up. Knocked down by Alexander, keeps his feet, goes forward, and is hit down by DeJuan Edwards, a sack. The left-footed kick airborne, penetrates the wind, and it is good. Justin Medlock, now Cutler has the snap. Back pedals, tries to run, hit, sack. Stripped of the football, lost the ball at the 40-yard line.
Wow.
And the Panthers have it. Newton fades back to throw. Newton will run up the middle. He's got the first down to the 5-yard line. Newton lowers his pass, fumble the ball in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Carolina lead. And here's Medlock at 22 yards, trying to go 3-for-3 on the day. The kick is high and it's good. Spot is a good one also. The kick is airborne, hooking, and it is good. Spot, kick is away. It begins its long climb. End over end, and it's good.
Wow!
Carolina leads 22-20 in a seesaw battle at Soldier Field. Here's the snap. It's a good one. It's Gold's kick. High enough. Long enough. He got it.
Detecting, Mick. You said it. It's going to be inspirational, dejecting, and we're left with the latter.
How many more of these can you take?
No.
I mean, you go on the road against a very good football team, a lot like Atlanta, and the game is right there. The Panthers just can't close the deal.
To Bank of America Stadium and head coach Ron Rivera.
Well, despite some of the close losses, Coach Rivera, and the obvious frustration associated with that, your team appears to remain focused. What's been your approach, and how have you kept the guys unified and concentrating as one?
You know, Mick, as we talked about earlier, it is time to move on, and that's all we can do is go to the next game. And, you know, preparation has been really good the last few weeks, and hopefully we can continue this week, obviously, as we get ready to play the Redskins. And I think that's the big key, is that we got to focus on our next opponent.
Coach, the stats suggest that your defense, particularly your defensive line, starting to play very, very well. How do you see it?
They have played very well, and they played very well as a unit. I think as a whole, you know, from front to back, it's been pretty good. I think the one thing that we're looking at is we're looking at the development of our defensive line. You see Charles Johnson becoming that pass rusher, the guy that we're looking for to be an impact player. Greg Hardy has most certainly developed into a quality football player. Then we're getting some good play from our young guys as far as our defensive ends are concerned, beginning with Frank Alexander. He's been solid, and he's been a lot of fun to watch. Our tackles have been outstanding. Ever since we brought DeJuan Edwards in and Ron Edwards playing, you know, this season being healthy, those two guys have been anchors for us up front. So we've had some good things happen as far as our defensive line is concerned.
Sounds good, Coach. Good words there. As long as football is played, injuries are going to play a part. How's the injury report looking for your Panthers this week?
Well, we'll see as game time approaches as to whether or not we'll get DeJuan Edwards back. You know, we lost him early in the third quarter and didn't have him down the stretch last week. And then Brandon LaFell, obviously, we got to see how he is today, Sunday as we get ready for the ball game, just to see, if we'll have him available. You know, it was a tough shot that he took, and he came back, finished the game out. But, you know, obviously because of the league rules, we had to put him in the protocol.
Some other encouraging news, Coach, about your run game. How have you tweaked the run game to sort of get maybe some more tight ends and more blockers involved?
That's exactly what we did, Mick. We brought more tight ends into the mix. You know, we went back to some 12 personnel that we used a lot last year because we had Jeremy Shockey as the other tight end. This past week, we had an opportunity to use, I think Ben Hartsock did a nice job as a blocking back for us. And then Gary Barnish was outstanding as not just a blocker but as a pass receiver as well. So both those guys contributed. They gave us about 25 snaps combined, which is huge for us. And we got to continue to do that.
You are on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas.
Bud, how are you?
Hey, our friends from the Panthers.
Hey, nice to meet you, man. How
nice
are
you?
And Brad, also known as Buzz Lightyear.
Today we have the Panther rookies, and they're here for their annual dress-up for Halloween. They visit the children. It just brings so much goodwill and cheer to everybody, the patients, the family, the staff. It resonates throughout the entire hospital system.
Thumbs up.
There you go.
It gives them hope knowing that they've had somebody come to visit them, and it's just for them a visit.
These kids are, you know, they're in here. They don't have a whole lot to do. They're stuck watching TV, and just, I guess, to have visitors is great for them. You know, just see a different face other than a nurse or something. You know, you go in there and they smile. It just makes their day. So it's, you know, something good for us to do.
And that's what it's really all about, is the kids. And, you know, sometimes you get caught up in the week and the games, and it's good to do things like this to remember what's really important.
You know, it brightens up their day, and it brightens up our day. You know, me and Meanie, we here together, and we just put on costumes. But seriously, it's a good deed we come out here.
You're going to dance now, all right? Here's a good song for him, George. Dance.
There you go.
The Panthers Huddle will be right back. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking, only from Bank of America. The Panthers Huddle continues with your host, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. The Panthers have their hands full this week. They face a top 10 offense with one of the most electrifying quarterbacks in the National Football League. But, and this is a very strong but, the Washington Redskins defense, they give up too many yards and too many points. It's time to go into the enemy camp. Robert Griffin III gets most of the attention in Washington, and rightly so. He is absolutely something to watch. RG3 can run, but most of all, he is deadly with that ball. He completed 67% of his passes and has a QB rating of, get this, 97.3. Griffin's favorite target is Fred Davis and Santana Moss. Moss had 4 catches, including this touchdown last week against the Steelers. RG3 can do it on the ground as well. He is the second leader rusher on the team with 6 touchdowns. Now, the Redskins' defense is struggling, allowing an average of 28 points a game. The Skins' passing defense is the worst in the league, giving up 19 passing TDs. The rush defense is much better, only allowing 5 touchdowns on the ground. Watch out for London Fletcher. He is a beast. 6 yards depth, he makes plays. One other note, and Steve Smith, you will be interested in this. Skins corner D'Angelo Hall was ejected late in the game last week for confronting an official.
Well, the Redskins lost to the Steelers last week 27-12, but Coach Rivera, that does not tell at all how explosive this Redskins offense can be. How much attention must a defense give to Robert Griffin III when you play Washington?
Well, I think you've got to pay a lot of attention to him, but one of the things that you've got to understand, too, is what they're trying to do based on whether they're in conventional offense or they're in their read option offense. Once you understand which one they're in, then you play from there. When he's conventional for the most part, the thing you got to be concerned with is his boot action, play action passes. When he's in the read option, you've got a couple of things you've got to be concerned with. 1, him keeping the ball. 2, him handing the ball off. Or 3, him throwing the ball. So again, it's a little bit more different, I think, when you're talking about how to approach him based on what style offense they're in.
And, Coach, to that point exactly, we're going to see him in a play where he's actually a conventional quarterback, just back in the pocket looking for a regular third down situation where you're going to get just basic routes. He can get out, but he's not. And this is one thing we don't talk about. He has a live arm. That young man can throw the ball.
Yes, he does. And you know what's interesting about this, Eugene? This is a 3rd and 6 situation. But what really makes you nervous as far as playing against him is because of his ability to run the right read. When he gets into this, with this back off set right here, there's still that potential for him to hand the ball off. So now you've got to be a little tentative as far as defending him on this play.
And as a matter of fact, and what we see here, we see the backers actually. We see the backers actually pointing in that direction, saying, hey, it's a potential that they'll read option that he can going to do. But, Coach, what I like about this play and I like about this young man's arm, as we'll see it here, is he's a true pocket quarterback. He likes to go ahead and has that ability to stand in the pocket, sit form up, and then throw the ball. Look at this pass and look at that stance.
Well, you know what's really nice about it, too, though? It looked like he got a good pre-snap read that he had single high. So he has some form of middle close defense. Secondly, it looked like he had some sort of man coverage defense. So he knew what he had to do was go to his best mismatch. Well, the best mismatch came off of Moss, and really what happened was because they were stacked one and two, they kind of, I don't want to say they ran a pick route, but they ran some form of a rub, which allowed him to get a step on the defender, makes him wide open, and again, RG makes a good read and a good throw.
And look at what we're looking at. Look at this gap. This gap right here, this is a huge gap that you got to make. That's too much space for you to go ahead and make up, and then that ball's going to be delivered on a dime.
He did a nice job with the read, nice job on the decision.
And then close, and here's the other thing that we didn't talk about is from this standpoint, look at the pocket protection here. They're just doing a really good job of creating a nice pocket for him as a conventional quarterback.
Oh, very much so. And the thing that you got to give them praise for as well is because this is against Pittsburgh, which is one of the harder teams to defend because they're in typically some sort of an odd front. They picked up everybody, gave him an opportunity to make a good decision, and he delivered the ball on time where it needed to be thrown outside and away from the defender for the first down.
RG3's tough.
It's almost scary how much he looks a little bit like Cam Newton in his rookie year. Good job, fellas, talking about the Washington offense. We pay a lot of attention to that so far. Coach Rivera, what impressions do you have of the Redskins' defense and how they're playing now?
Well, I think the big thing, Mick, is their physical attack style, attack-oriented defense. They're going to be a lot of different looks, a lot of different fronts, different coverages and different pressures. The key for us is going to be a good pre-snap read for our quarterback and then good decision-making along the way.
All right, so here's what we've got. We've got another road game coming up for the Carolina Panthers. This one is a trip to the nation's capital. Carolina and Washington kick off at 1 o'clock FedEx Field, Landover, Maryland. Fox Sports has the pictures, but you turn their audio down and you join us on the radio side. Eugene and Jim and I will have our call of the game on your nearest Panthers Radio Network station. Well, Coach, it goes without saying, what would a win, though, do against Washington for you and your football team? It goes without saying, but I want to hear you say it anyway.
Well, Mick, it gives us two and gives us an opportunity to build on some success. You know, we've come so close in the last 4 weeks. It's time to get over it and really start going forward.
All right. Feels like a possible win brewing. Coach, thanks. Eugene, thanks. For these guys and for the rest of our Huddle crew, I'm Mick Mixon. We appreciate the visit, and we'll see you next week right here inside the Panthers.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle. Copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.